You're listening to Dr. Roger Walsh.
Bring your attention to the body. Let yourself settle into a comfortable posture. And feel free to move in any way which will allow you to release any tension. And sit with the back straight, the rest of the body relaxed. The head erect, and you might just want to refine that posture by putting the palm of your hand just slightly over your head, the vertex of your head, and then just raising your head to touch the palm of the hand. You may wish to have the eyes just slightly open so there's a little bit of grounding. Or you can close them if you wish. Tip of the tongue, just touching the palate behind the upper incisor teeth. And you may wish to place the hands just slightly below the navel, the tips of the thumbs touching, one hand supporting the other. And your thumbs and forefingers describing a circle. Turn attention to the breath. And take a few slow, deep breaths. Breathing in, and then just letting the air fall out. Breathing in, air falling out. and notice the tendency for the muscles around the chest and shoulders and abdomen to relax and release with each breath. And the intention we hold directs the mind and tends to elicit experiences congruent with it. Whether that intention is conscious or unconscious. So choose an intention for your sitting, and you may wish to make it an intention for your own awakening, to sagehood, enlightenment, Buddhahood, however you conceive of our highest potential, and set it in order to be of optimum service to all conscious creatures. It's possible that such a high ideal may bring to the fore any limiting beliefs that are around. If you notice limiting beliefs which arise, for example, in the form of thoughts, I can't do that, that's too much. I could never become that. Just notice those as thoughts, which have no power other than the power you give them. If there's any contraction in the face of the intention for full awakening, notice that. And just relax around it. That too is an expression of a limiting belief. So with the body settled and an intention set, now see who is meditating. Look, search within your abdomen and chest to see if you can find any self there. Maybe a presupposition that there's a self. There may be a tension contraction in the chest that you formerly presumed as a self, but look. It turns out to be just sensation. look in the head for a self. Again, there may be some presumption that there's a self located there in the head somewhere. But look, can you actually find a self sense? The closer you look, the less you find. But what there is awareness in this moment and each and every moment. Recognize awareness. And notice that awareness isn't a thing, it's just a knowing. Rest as that awareness. So now it's awareness doing the meditation. Recognize yourself as awareness. And recognize that identity is far more fluid than we usually understand. And now think of a quality or an ideal that you would like to embody. And think of a person or an archetype who embodies or symbolizes that quality. See that person, that archetype in front of you. And then see that person approaching you, coming closer, and then merging with you. So that you have now embodied that quality, that ideal. and feel what it's like to embody that quality, to be imbued with this strength, this capacity. And then transition into whichever practice you would prefer.
To hear more of Dr. Roger Walsh, go to drrogerwalsh, all one word, .com.